7:16. Steinhoff International, as we mentioned, published their interim results for the 6 months to end March 31st on Friday afternoon, and it was the first look into its financial position since Marcus Huster resigned as CEO in December of last year, and also indicated that management made it clear that because of the PwC forensic investigation into the financial irregularities is still ongoing, there are uncertainties that remain. And to talk to us a little bit more about, you know, the results, the good, the bad, the ugly, is Graham Kerner from Kerner Perspective. Graham, thanks so much for your time. As expected, it was going to be a bleak figures all across the board. What did you make of what you saw on Friday?
Well, good morning, Natasha. I think when you say the good, the bad, and the ugly, there wasn't a hell of a lot of good, although maybe let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Australasia, interestingly, although they obviously impaired it, that looked a lot better. But Pepco in Europe really did very, very nicely. I think more recently maybe conditions have tightened a little bit, but I think the EBITDA was up 40% there. And even Star, of course, you must remember, Natasha, not only is there a whole lot of complexity and noise and, you know, lack of audited financials for September last year, but, you know, there's lots in terms of currency moves and also the operating environment. You know, quite a few of the operating companies who relied on funding from head office had that funding effectively, you know, those funding taps closed. So it's very difficult to sort of almost find the real story, but I think the gist of it for me, as we've always said, there were or still are very good businesses inside there. If you look at some of the Star assets at Pepco, Eastern Europe, for example. So that I think was the good. In terms of the bad, I think Conforama was I think very disappointing. But of course Mattress Firm, which is itself in the process of you know, restructuring, because it's got I think 1,300 stores and it's busy repositioning they themselves. Mattress Firm had acquired a business shortly before Steinhoff bought them. So a lot of capital and funding needed to sort of reposition those businesses. That caused a lot of pain. So that operational result, I think, was very, very disappointing. And then just generally, I think the really ugly part was I suppose, the extent of the value destruction for equity shareholders, which we kind of expected, but when you see your net asset value or your equity holders' value decline from 5.2 billion euros to 2.4, it sort of tells the real story.
So one of the MoneyWeb journalists, Patrick Hans, he's written an article where I think he's used the time over the weekend to plow through the numbers more in-depthly, because I think on Friday afternoon we were all just rushing to get through at least the basics to get a bit of a quick analysis. But here's something that he found. So if you looked at the interim numbers from last year, the 6 months to March 31st last year, and you read the comment that at the time Marcus Huster said when he hailed the group's performance, and I'm going to quote it to you. He says, "The solid revenue and margin performance underscores the resilient model of the group. This has been further underpinned by both our product and geographical diversification in what remains a resilient discount market, the strong leadership and execution from our operationally focused management teams also continues to deliver good growth." Close quote. When I read this, I found it quite funny, because they basically overstated their operating profit for the period by 16.1 billion rand. And when you look back at what has been happening and what we've discovered thus far, and there's probably even more to discover, if the PwC report is released at the end of the year, it's remarkable what he's described last year and what's currently happened.
Yeah, it's almost like he was writing a novel and the rest of us thought we were reading a factual book. I mean, that's really the key thing here, Natasha. And I mean, when you look at it on paper, there's 58 euro cents of NAV here. Okay. The reality though is that we don't have audited financials for last year. It's going to take us, let's say, another 6 months before PwC can actually produce anything coherent. They are, I think, which is quite encouraging, they are going to be investigating, laying charges and trying to recover money where they feel, you know, the group overpaid for assets. But, if the fair value of Mattress Firm was, $500 million, $1 billion, and you paid $3.8 billion. Well, you know what? Good luck in trying to recover that, I think. But I think for me, the big issue is exactly what you're talking about.
It's 7:23. We still have Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective talking to us about the Steinhoff numbers that came out on Friday. Graham, sorry to interrupt you there, but you were making the point over the revelation between, you know, what Mark Uster was stating on paper and what we actually saw.
Yeah, so I think the point that I was trying to make, and this is why one has to take that 58 euro cents NAV with a pinch of salt, because in this half year, for the restatement of last year, there's a loss of call it 600 million euros. If that were repeated for the next 6 months, and I think it remains a challenging environment, and let's assume that's right, suddenly that 2.4 billion euros, which is 58 euros, goes to 4. And if there are further impairments, let's say on a mattress firm where I think the carrying goodwill is still a billion euros, mm-hmm. You know, you can see this little bit of NAV that is there evaporate. But exactly to your point, I mean, I did the calculation shortly after the results came out on Friday, and between what was reported and what has now been restated is about €1 billion of operating performance. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just so amazing that somebody could engineer this level of fraud. Because when I say somebody, clearly there must have been more than one person involved.
Yeah.
But how this was allowed to happen, is really it's a mystery. And I think we've all said it's going to go down as a case study of how to prevent a corporate disaster. But, you know, I still say, and I'm not pointing fingers only at the auditors, but, you know, the auditors, the audit committee, the ratings agency, you sort of say, how did we all allow this to happen? This didn't happen overnight. And a lot of people would say, well, you know, people like us should have known better. And maybe that is right. But at the same time, you know, when we pick up a set of financial statements, we assume them to be reasonably accurate. We always say that financial statements are slightly wrong because of a couple of timing differences and a few technicalities, but not to the tune of, you know, a restated 362 million euro loss versus a significant profit. And of course, these asset write-downs are amazing. So I think that the key question for us now, Anastasia, is it's a question of solvency.
Yeah.
If you look at that very, very thin equity layer that remains, remembering that these businesses have to continue operating. And I think that's the key thing. And I think Heather Son and her team are doing the very best they can to try and negotiate with creditors and shareholders to try and keep the taps open so that businesses like Mattress Firm can be sort of massaged or nursed to a position where some semblance of fair value is extracted. But I think if we have to be honest, the days of easy sales, selling PSG, selling a block of Star, you know, selling Cup, those things are probably gone. Selling the Gulfstream jet, which $6 million was lost on, by the way. Those things have happened. Now it becomes a lot more difficult and trying to negotiate with big buyers for effectively, let's call them trade buyers or private equity buyers who've now got to write out checks for $1 billion or €1 billion for a business in Mattress Firm, which is actually losing money. So unfortunately, the script is not ending well. And even if we did have a massage solution, which saw the group in a much diminished form, but still solvent and liquid, my guess is we're going to need a massive capital raise. And, you know, you're going to be so diluted that 58 euro cent, even if it theoretically was there, is going to be so diluted, as will be the earnings, that it's so sad. I just cannot express how disappointing this whole thing was, because the whole system, unfortunately, failed us.
All right. That's Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective talking to us about Steinhoff's numbers.